What we found in our survey, which we conducted April 1st through the 10th with 497 registered voters, was significant support for both ballot questions in terms of legalizing marijuana for use by individuals ages 21 and older. What we saw was 57% support, 35% opposed, 7% undecided. That's a significant gap, and somewhat in keeping with previous votes loosening up restrictions on marijuana in recent election cycles. Previous ballot questions have passed by a margin of about 63-64% to 35-37%.
And on the charter school question?
What we found was a bare majority, 51%, said they would support expanding the number of charter schools by up to 12 per year. That's either 12 new or 12 expanded existing or some combination of both. 26% were opposed, 23% were undecided. And that high number of undecideds is something that both sides should be paying a lot of attention to, because that suggests that opinion on the charter school issue is forming and could be very fluid in the coming months.
So there's room for minds to change on both of these questions, or particularly with the charter school question?
I think if you had to rank them, I'd say the charter school question has the greater space for movement, in part because a lot of people aren't following the debate right now. Before we posed the ballot question to voters, we said, how closely are you following the discussion about charter schools in Massachusetts? Very closely, somewhat closely, not very closely, or not at all closely. 56%, more than half the sample, said not very closely or not at all closely. So this is something that's not really on the radar of a majority of voters right now. And once it gets on their radar, opinions could change quite a bit.
Talk about the demographics that you found in the poll, the differences there. There were some regional differences on the marijuana question. Is that correct?
There were regional differences, and they track what we would expect from partisan voting behavior in Massachusetts. Support for legalizing marijuana was highest here in western Massachusetts. Almost three quarters of voters said they would support legalizing marijuana. The same was true in Boston, a slightly lower but significant number, upwards of 60%. Central Massachusetts, which tends to vote in a more conservative fashion, support was lower. Support was also lower on the north and south shores of Massachusetts. When I saw those numbers, I thought, is there something about Western Massachusetts in particular that distinguishes it from the rest of the state? I went back and looked at the voting results for the 2008 and 2012 ballot initiatives, and there was no measurable distance between Western Mass and the rest of the state. So I wouldn't want people to come away with the impression that this is a region that routinely separates itself from the rest of the state on this issue. It might, but it's early, and we'll have to look at subsequent polls to see if that's the case.
Is what you found this time consistent with what we've seen in earlier polling?
What we found is consistent with what we've seen in earlier polling and what we've seen in other polls in Massachusetts in recent months as well. This about 56-57% support in the past when referenda have occurred. In 2008, the state voted to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana, and that passed by about 65%. And the same was true when voters considered medical marijuana in 2012. So these numbers in the latest survey, a little bit lower than what we've seen in previous polling, but not by a significant amount.
So would this suggest then that opponents to legalizing marijuana, and there are going to be some very high-profile opponents, the governor, the House Speaker, the mayor of Boston, the state attorney general, all of these people are going to come out and campaign against legalizing marijuana. Does the polling suggest that they've got a shot at changing public opinion or not?
It's hard to tell from the data in this survey, but if we think about public opinion on this issue in general, this is not a new question. And supporters and opponents on any ballot question have their best shot at persuasion when opinions are being formed. But we know because other states have voted to legalize marijuana, this is an issue that's been in the news, it's been in the public eye for a long time. And so the opinions that Massachusetts voters are expressing might be a little more baked in than we might see on other ballot questions. We also have to take into account the state has considered other aspects of marijuana use twice in recent election cycles. And so again, this is subject matter where people's opinions might be a little firmer than on other ballot initiative topics.
And on the charter school question, you found differences in opinion in terms of both race and also income, correct?
That's right. In terms of race, when we broke out our sample white versus non-white respondents, we found a slight difference. 51% of white voters support lifting the cap on charter schools. 57% of non-white voters said the same. And then when we looked at household incomes, we found the greatest support for charter schools among the lowest income category, under $35,000 per year annual household income. And support for charter schools tended to drop as incomes went up. Opposition was greatest in the households with the highest incomes, $100,000 or more per year. It was not a surprising finding because what we know, just based on anecdotal evidence from the debate over charter schools, is that the debate is most intense in urban areas and in poor neighborhoods where schools may be underperforming and where there's more frustration potentially among parents of children who are attending those public schools.